The results suggest to us that solution B contained silver, dissolved as silver nitrate, and solution C contained lead, dissolved as lead nitrate. Why did we choose potassium iodide as a test solution here? Consulting our solubility table, we notice that potassium is very soluble, so it will not form a precipitate. But iodine compounds with both silver and lead are insoluble, and we remember that lead iodide also has a striking yellow color. Further tests could provide further confirmation that B contains silver and C contains lead, since we have not proven they contain silver and lead. We have found evidence consistent with these metals. For instance, mercury could form a precipitate with iodine. But since mercury iodide is red, we are reasonably confident that our identification of silver and lead are correct.